Working with troubled youth and responding to violent police, and a focus on efforts to prevent farm workers and their communities from being exposed to carcinogens. At 11 on Stage and Studio, DeMay features actress and author Lauren Weedman on her new book, Miss Fortune, fresh perspectives on having it all from someone who is not okay. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, host Andre Middleton interviews Oregon arts professional Carl Anila, who is a painter and musician. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia with host Chris Andre.
KABU Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the film screening of Firefighters, Architects, Engineers, Expose 9/11 Myths on Saturday, April 2nd, at the Portland State University Lincoln Performance Center in Portland. The film will be introduced by Richard Gage, founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. There will also be a Q&A session after the film. Again, that's a screening of the film, Firefighters, Architects, Engineers, Expose 9/11 Myths with Richard Gage, Saturday, April 2nd, at the Portland State University Lincoln Performance Center, 1620 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, March 22nd, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, real community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Today we have our terrific guest, Aurora Del Valles, joining us from Cascade Larks and from the fight to keep Nestle out of the Dells, out of our rivers, out of our streams. And we are so happy to have her with us today. This is part of an ongoing fight against Nestle, worldwide, in fact. But we're going to be talking about local issues because Aurora is right here in the station with us. A lot of things are going on. There is a water privatization bill, as it's called, in Wisconsin. Aqua America, it sounds like a water park on the shores of a great lake. Rather, Aqua America is the second largest publicly traded water utility company in the United States. Someday, the company, or Veolia or Suez, could take control. Listen to this, take control of municipal water systems in Wisconsin and possibly across the country. Republican lawmakers fast-tracked the bill that would diminish public influence and make it easier to privatize local water supplies. What a slap in the face to Flint, Michigan, because we know exactly where that's going. That said, let's have a little weather to get things rolling. Showers for today, probably mainly in the morning, mostly overcast, highs near 55, light winds, and tonight a slight chance of showers. It will have overcast skies and around 44. Do try to get a glimpse of that moon, because here we are, spring equinox, full moon, and today is World Water Day. And on that note, I would like to just turn this over to Aurora, and we want to hear a little bit about you, your organization, and a film that is coming out today, is being released today, that I know you're going to want to see. Steve Wilson's going to be joining us in just a moment by phone, and we'll have a conversation. Oh, yes, we will. Aurora, over to you. Talk a little bit about what you're doing right now, how you got to where we are today, because it was to a great extent through your efforts that we are turning Nestle away from our water.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on. So I live in Cascade Locks. I'm a local resident, and really it's local people really working together to protect our water. So really pretty much maybe, let's see, I guess it was last year, things really got turned on where a lot of local citizens realized that Nestle, the projected plant, was not a done deal. And that's what really activated the community in Cascade Locks, in Hood River County in general. And so we're really excited. In less than a year's time, we have sponsored a countywide measure, the water protection measure in Hood River County, and we're so excited because it's coming up. Voters get a chance to speak their mind with their ballot, and so ballots come in the mail April 26th, and so we're just reaching out to all the voters in Hood River County, but really, just being on KBOO, I think this is really important for all Oregonians to pay attention and to help out this effort, because it's not just about our community. This is about local water everywhere, protecting public water. So we're really excited about this.
It's a local alliance that's having a huge impact across the country right now, because the news of a giant, it is indeed a David and Goliath situation where you have a giant like Nestle finding out that it wasn't so easy to get, they're so used to getting what they want, and they found out that it wasn't going to be quite as easy as they thought at Cascade Locks. Many people stood up to tell the company that they weren't going to have it. And the thing too is, of course, our legislators know perfectly well that this summer most counties in Oregon will be declared drought emergencies, and in that context, for Nestle to come in and take more water, we already know salmon are endangered. Salmon, many different species of salmon and steelhead are threatened right now, and to further diminish their habitat is foolhardy. I think we have Stiv on the line right now. Are you there, Stiv?
Yeah, good morning.
This is the Courage Campaign, and we're, of course, talking about Cascade Locks, but you have news from farther afield in the fight against Nestle's water grab. You want to talk a little bit about that as well? We'll bring you in now and talk a bit about the film.
Sure. I'm actually from the Story of Stuff Project.
Excuse me for
that. We are partnered with the Courage Campaign on another Nestle site fight in Southern California, the San Bernardino Mountains, where we have a lawsuit where Nestle has been operating there for 27 years on an expired permit for Arrowhead Spring. And sort of the nexus of how this story came about is, this is our backyard, the Southern California, and we got very concerned about Nestle taking tremendous amounts of water from our national public lands. And from our perspective, illegal for about 30 years. And so we made a little film about that issue and launched a lawsuit. And it has this very cool effect where activists and concerned citizens from all over the world started contacting us, and this is how we learned about Aurora's story in Cascade Locks. And when we looked at the sort of anti-Nestle privatization of water movement, we realized that there were people all over the world fighting in different sites for their water, and there was this Nestle playbook of preying on small town communities without a big tax base or a big government to fight back, or a big population to fight back. And they have this sort of promise of economic development and jobs that we haven't seen materialize in other places where they operate. And I traveled up to meet Aurora and a bunch of the folks she's working with, and we decided that this was a tremendous story, because it was the ultimate David and Goliath story, as we talked about. And they have found a really smart mechanism to fight back. And we wanted to tell that story from their perspective and share it with the world so that all these other people in various communities around the globe can see that it's possible to fight back against this multinational corporation hell-bent on privatizing public water, which we think is a very dangerous precedent. So there's fights all over. There's Fryeburg, Maine, Colorado, there's Kunkeltown, Pennsylvania, Vancouver, British Columbia. There's sites in Germany, there in Michigan, you name it. If there's a pristine spring, Nestle is trying to own it. And we are not okay with that as an organization or as a movement working to fight back.
Do you want to give listeners a website for the film? It's being released today. Where you want to let people know where to go to get more information about this?
Well, you can either see it at storyofstuff.com, but for the org...
That's the Story of Stuff, listeners.
Storyofstuff.org, but for the Oregonians who are very invested in the site, and I'm an Oregonian myself, I'd really like people to go to the local Water Alliance Facebook page, and Aurora can give you the details there, because this is going to have information of how people on the ground and in the state can get substantively and meaningfully involved in this. We're sort of helping them tell a story, but they are the leaders working on the initiative. And so we'd love for your listeners to go to that.
Yeah, that's what we're here to talk about today, because we've reached a really critical point here, and we really need people. If each one of you out there, talk to 10 people, even total strangers. It's fun talking to strangers. Or write to any of your elected representatives. How terribly important this is. Can we afford this? No, we can't. There is no price high enough to buy us. We are not for sale. Our water is not for sale. Aurora, can you talk a bit more about Nestle in Cascade Lux and some of the false promises that you heard that you turned in the course of your story that you turned back?
Sure. Well, you know, I really appreciate Stiv and the Story of Stuff crew that's come in, because they've done a beautiful job of connecting the dots of the narratives, and we're just so appreciative of them coming in and telling our story. It's a 7-minute video that, as Stiv said, you can see on their website, but we've posted it in our Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook to Local Water Alliance, you can see it there. And really, you know, one of the things I want to just say is that, you know, time is of the essence. So for local people here, you know, even if you don't live in the county, you could really help us out. I mean, we just need, we are, you know, counting our pennies here, and we could really use some financial support to pay for flyers, for, you know, for advertising, to really get in for lawn signs, just some real basic things for the campaign, because we need to get the word out. The Nestle opposition will be hitting us hard. We just know it in these, you know, the last leg of the campaign, and that's why we really need people's help. If people go to the Local Water Alliance, they can see this beautiful film that Story of Stuff has produced. And there's also a donate button there for PayPal, or you can check in localwateralliance.org. But we are all ordinary people just working passionately to keep Nestle out and to really protect water, as you said, for our fish, for the native people who have been fishing, and it's so important for their livelihood and for their practices that we protect that cold water. And then also for the farmers. So in terms of economic development, those are the promises that Nestle says. But the fact is that they will potentially, because of tax abatement, not even pay into, pay taxes for the next 5 years. And then it's the private citizens who are it's the public that will be paying for roads and services for all those trucks roaring through. And we just don't want that. We want local businesses that fit our values and the beautiful gorge.
And again, this is the bigger picture here. Before we let you go, Stiv, I want a final statement from you, something you want to leave the listeners with. But this is what we're talking about here, is the privatization of water. Think about it. Stiv, one final thought from you.
Yeah, I mean, when we look at this whole concept of bottled water, it just really breaks down. If you look at it from a social perspective, an environmental perspective, and a true cost perspective, and what I mean by that is, why on earth would we deplete a beautiful spring in Cascade Locks so we could bottle it and sell it for 1,000 times the price of tap water, and then create a massive waste stream that the public is then on the hook for with literally 1,500 plastic water bottles are used every minute in the United States, and only about 24% of these are recycled. And this creates a massive amount of waste that we as taxpayers have to deal with through our municipal recycling systems. So really, you know, in a place like Oregon, in many parts of the United States,
Hang on, Stiv. We have to wrap it up there. I want to get Rora's final thought. This is not the first and last time you'll hear from these guests. Quickly, Rora.
Well, I just want to tell listeners, please help us out. Check us out on Facebook, Local Water Alliance, and also visit our page, localwateralliance.org, to help us out for our county and for Oregon to really protect our public waters.
Thank you so much for that. Thanks both of my guests today, Stiv Wilson and Rora Duvall. Today, this has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2016. Janet Anderson engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Janet. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Listening to